And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The White House is refraining from saying much about the search carried out Monday by federal law enforcement at the private club and residence in Florida of former President Donald Trump, with officials there saying they were not informed in advance about the action. More from VOA's chief national correspondent, Steve Herman, in Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was reticent on Tuesday, responding to reporters' questions about the previous day's FBI search of Mar-a-Lago.
The Justice Department conducts investigations independently, and we leave any law enforcement matters to them. It would not be appropriate for us to comment on any ongoing investigations.
Trump, who was in New York at the time, characterized the search at his Florida property as an unannounced raid. This type of law enforcement action against a former president is unprecedented, according to Akron University political science professor David Cohen.
In terms of presidents being criminally charged or even really investigated in a serious investigation, we just have no history of it in this country.
There has been no comment from the FBI or the Justice Department, and the contents of the search warrant have not been revealed. Republicans in Congress are vowing to hold hearings about alleged political interference by the Justice Department if they take back control of either the House or Senate in November's midterm elections. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Hours after denouncing the FBI's raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate as political persecution, former President Trump released a campaign-style video that may be the strongest hint yet that he plans to run against President Joe Biden in 2024. It also now has Republicans rallying around him at a time when his